No matter where they're at on the journey, they have been helped along the way, from bill payment assistance to tutoring to trips to Camp Boggy Creek, and forever funding the child life specialist at Nemours Children's Specialty Care, Miss Jolly. And yes, her name is Jolly, and she brings joy to the hearts of these kids and helps them through the scary moments. Star Star 1045 or 516-5460. The Super of Jacksonville on Atlantic phone bank is only going to be open for the next 15 minutes. So now is the absolute last chance that you have to make a call and make that difference for families that are in the fight, those who have been in the fight as well. I'm told that I need to call you Nana. Andrea Morgan joins me, and Caden is here, and I think Cameron is here as well. And guys, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out. Can someone just reset the story of Caden's cancer journey?
Yes. Caden's journey started in July of 2017 when he was not feeling really well, and we kept trying to find out what was going on. His mom took him to the emergency room, and the rest is history.
What was the diagnosis?
Leukemia. Acute
lymphoblastic leukemia.
There you go.
There you go.
That was Keaton.
Hi, Keaton. How you doing?
Good.
How old are you?
14.
14, and you have those big words that you have to say? That stinks.
He loves big words.
That's good. So that was, what, 3 years ago that you got the diagnosis? What did treatment look like, and where did you guys all meet the Child Cancer Fund first? Where did they kind of first come into your life?
Nemours.
Social worker.
Miss Jolly and Kristen. They came to us. And it's like we've been family ever since. They make sure everything goes right with Keaton.
And was there assistance that came financially above and beyond the emotional assistance that you all needed to turn to Child Cancer Fund for?
Yes, it was. I mean, just think, his mom couldn't go to work because she had to be there with him. And it just... it was a burden on her, really stressful. And Christian is the one came and told her, listen, you don't need to be under this stress because Keaton is already stressed. And she gave us the paperwork and helped us through it. And Child Cancer Society Foundation, excuse me, they helped out. I mean, quite a bit, to the point that it was just a burden lifted off of us.
Well said. And that's where the generosity through the Carathon and to the Child Cancer Fund comes in, keeping the family together, bill payment assistance. Keaton, did you have a tutor to help you along the way with schoolwork?
Yes, I did.
How has that been helpful for you?
It's been really helpful because I was able to get my math grade up.
Good. What year are you going into now?
Ninth
grade. Who knows what back to school is going to look like with this COVID-19 pandemic. Has that altered your things that you're able to do, just given that you've been through cancer at all? Or?
Yes.
Yeah. And I understand it's July 17th right now. You have a big day coming up fairly soon. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
What's that?
July 19th.
Oh, July 19th.
Your diagnosis.
My diagnosis.
That was the date of the diagnosis. Do you all mark that day? Do you recognize it at all, or do you try to forget that day because it was a bad day?
No, we recognize it. We recognize it because we've been so blessed to keep him with us.
What's the prognosis look like for you now, Keaton? Where are you at in treatment overall, and where are you at on your cancer journey?
I'm in remission right now.
And his last cancer treatment was in February.
Nice. Do you still have the port?
No.
Yes, yes, we do.
We do, but we took it out, but it's like in this little port box.
Okay.
It's a souvenir.
A way to remember what the journey has been, it sounds like, huh?
There you go.
All right. Guys, thank you so much for the visit. If you could just summarize what the Child Cancer Fund is meant for you, so that if someone's listening and they're thinking of donating, what would that be?
Well, that would be that if somebody is financially strapped, I should say, then people need the help. The generosity is out there.
It absolutely is. What do you say, Keaton? Anything you want to pass along?
I want to say thank you to the Cancer Foundation for all the help and support over these last few years.
It's been a journey. I hope you stay healthy. Stay in contact with us. We hope to continue to hear great things from you all. Nana and Keaton, thank you guys so much for sharing your story. And at **1045 or 516-5460, you can make a big impact right now for the next family that gets the diagnosis. Help keep the family together. Your generosity helps when they are down and need bill payment assistance to pay the mortgage, for tutoring, for so much more. It's 8-